This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The targeting of our children is live. Any species that allows the targeting of its young is a species in collapse, headed towards extinction. Here's Tucker Carlson knocking out of the park and more. Coming up, there is no informed consent for these deadly shots. We have some special guests. Stay with us.
Watch this school board member from Oklahoma, Norman, Oklahoma, tell you that maskless kids in classrooms could be committing murder.
It's insane to send 5 and 6 and 7 and 8, all the way up through 11-year-olds that don't have a choice about vaccine, to sit in a classroom where people can spread a deadly disease and not even know they're sick. It's just not okay for kids to commit murder by coming to school without a mask.
Your four-year-old goes to school without a mask and is committing murder. Where's this all going? Will it stop here? It hasn't so far. So if you want to know what our future may look like, take a look at what is happening on the distant fringes of the Anglosphere in the formerly reasonable Australia, a country all Americans love. You're seeing footage right now of decontamination tents that have been set up in people's yards in Sydney, Australia. The Australian military is now enforcing martial law. What's the justification for this? Because 9 people died of COVID this summer. 9 people in the entire nation of Australia. Australia's chief health officer is now commanding citizens not to speak to their neighbors. Speaking to other human beings is just too dangerous.
We need to limit our movements. We need to consider whenever we leave our house that anyone with us and anyone we come into contact with could convey the virus. So whilst it is in human nature to engage in conversation with others, to be friendly, unfortunately, this is not the time to do that. So even if you run into your next door neighbour in the shopping centre, don't start up a conversation. Now is the time for minimising your interactions with others, that as we go about our daily lives, we do not come into contact with anyone else that would pose a risk.
It's humiliating, obviously, in its cowardice and its lack of proportion. But it's also scary. It's human nature to communicate with other people? No, it's a human need to communicate with other people.
Now, with an increase in RSV around the country, you know, some, Phil, thought there could be a link with the rise in hospitalized pediatric COVID cases. The Houston Chronicle reported this today, saying Texas Children's identified 25 cases and counting of children with both RSV and COVID at all three of its campuses. More than half of those children have been hospitalized. Phil, again, we're not being told whether the kids are being admitted sick with RSV, which, again, it seems like that's the case, because the transparency doesn't really feed the panic that I think, sadly, some in our society want to keep going.
Yeah, look, one of the things we know about pediatric hospitalizations with COVID, and we've had multiple studies that have found this now over and over in multiple countries, a lot of them are incidental, which is to say children are there for some other reason. They broke a leg, whatever it is. We now test everyone who goes in the hospitals. They happen to test positive. They were asymptomatic. It was not the reason they were there, but it goes on the medical record and it goes into the statistics that everyone sees. Now, you can look at that and studies after the fact and kind of separate it, but it's much, much harder when they're in there for a respiratory virus and they have a co-infection. That's never going to be separated out in a study, because how could you determine which virus is the reason they're there? But for children under 5, based on everything we know about the respective viruses, the pathogenicity in these co-infected cases is almost definitely from the RSV. And there was an AAP study last year finding that 50% of pediatric COVID hospitalizations had co-infections with other common viruses. And so, you know, I think it's almost certain that a very large large number of the hospitalizations that are now being reported are RSV co-infections. And in fact, Laura, they may not even be that. They may be COVID-negative RSV infections, because a lot of these articles are written in sort of crafty ways to make it seem like the children's hospitals are overflowing with COVID, but really they're overflowing with RSV.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it 1.5 years ago, became a bestseller within 6 months, and now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns in the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you were already a fan, or if you haven't tried it, it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available at only 2 places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. I'm coming with love, ladies and gentlemen. I'm coming with love for humanity. I'm coming for a belief in our species and belief in our planet and life, what God gave us, and that we can populate the stars and build 1,000 worlds together and live together for peace through eternity in God's vision. But first, you've got to ride. You've got to stand up and resist evil and resist the wickedness of the universe that seeks to destroy and steal your birthright. I want you to wake up, and I want you to join me now in a pledge to love yourself and to love your family, and to never let somebody tell you to wear a dirty mask or that you're diseased or that you're bad and that you've got to bow down to them. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live now in hour number 2. I am a wild child, ladies and gentlemen. I am not bowing down to Bill Gates and Fauci and Klaus Schwab and the rest of these globalists. So let's get into it right now. There is so much to hit. Tucker Carlson covered it last night. We covered it yesterday. I just saw the transcript out of the Daily Oklahoma, and I didn't know there was actual video of this, of the school board saying, children are murderers. They could be giving off something that's going to kill people. When the science shows it's the so-called GMO vaccine that's giving off the spike protein, and it's the spike protein hurting and killing people, but this monster wants to sit up there because she scripted it where she's the hero and say our children are terrorists. Meanwhile, we've got big news if you buy into all the COVID hysteria, with the border wide open and buses being delivered of untested COVID patients to Austin. That's even on KXAN now, local TV. I almost fell out of my chair this morning when I saw it. But here is this monster declaring the new suspects, the new bad guys, the new Al Capones, the new Jeffrey Epsteins. It's your children. We're all dirty. We're all dangerous. So wear a mask that doesn't even stop transmission of anything, but just show your fealty to her. Here it is.
Insane. To send 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 all the way up through 11-year-olds that don't have a choice about vaccine to sit in a classroom where people can spread a deadly disease and not even know they're sick, that's just not okay. For kids to commit murder by coming to school without a mask.
You would never be able to come out of your house again if you believe this woman, and all society would break down and we'd starve to death because no one could go out and drive trucks or plant fields or fix vehicles or fix satellite uplinks, you know, the millions of things there are to do. And that's already killed 20 extra million people starved to death because this woman is so disconnected from reality and doesn't know how the world works that 20 million extra people starved to death in the last year under lockdowns, while this hog this taxpayer-funded pig sits up there saying our children are murderers. Now, here is Dr. Michael Yeadon, the former chief scientist at Pfizer, you pig woman. The former chief scientist who just retired 2.5 years ago with the highest accreditations, a guy that believes in real vaccines if they're clean, saying, I don't know what's going on, but we've never developed a cold virus vaccine because it will see the shell that is a protein in our body and attack our body. And instead, they souped up the protein to have even more proteins that are in our body to design it to attack us. And Yeadon wrote a huge report with links to dozens of studies with Dr. Wolfgang Wudarg, the head of the EU advisory board, the EU advisor. And they censored him and they blocked him everywhere. That was December 1st of last year, before the inoculations began. They signed an emergency petition saying, you're going to see blood clots, you're going to see hemorrhaging in the lungs, you're going to see strokes, you're going to see sterilization, you're going to see auto body dependency, you're going to see all and get exactly what the top scientists said happened. And then Google and Facebook and Twitter and all the big tech try to suppress, because this isn't doctors, this is a globalist attack. Now, I've harped on this forever. It's finally getting attention in Congress. But here is Dr. Yeadon. This is 15B. So many clips, I've got to be clear with the crew because I move around a lot. Talking about this just last week.
In terms of safety, Dr. Wolfgang Wudarg of Germany and myself, 1st of December 2020, you can go and find our petition, Wudarg and Yeadon. EMA petition, December 2020. Now, we were smeared all over the media, but all we said was, in essence, in our petition was, what I've just said to you, these are new kinds of medicines. We're going very quickly, and we really urge the regulator to sort of slow down and do a sort of staged approval, because we were worried, we were worried they were just going to blaze away and give it to everybody, which is, that was a good guess, wasn't it? And so we said, we're concerned about toxicity because these are completely new medicines and we haven't really seen adequate characterization. So we predicted just non-specific toxicity, which was worrying. And one of the things we were concerned about was an effect, a potential effect on fertility and pregnancy. And I'm going to come back to that one. I can't remember what the other one was. Never mind. Anyway, so now these have been rolled out and hundreds of millions of people have been given them. By the way, many people, for example, the elderly and ill, for whom these were meant to be the great saviour, we do know that those people weren't really included in the clinical trials. Most of the companies, and that's quite normal, they limited the number of people who were very sick. You don't want deaths on your trial, because you want a clean signal initially, and that's why trials take a long time. You first do the trial in, say, what we call healthy elderly, and then if that looks okay, maybe you'll add some people who are much older and really quite frail and just see that it's still okay in them. They didn't do that. They just did the healthy elderly pretty much, and they blazed away at the old people's homes. Unsurprisingly, lots of people died shortly thereafter. They had no idea whether it would happen or not, and then they covered it up. But that's what happened. That's why we got this massive spike, a synchronized spike in the UK on rollout of the vaccines, and it occurred at the same date everywhere. It can't occur the same dates everywhere if it's a naturally spreading virus, can it? Because it will take days to weeks to move around the country. It all spiked on the same day because it all started vaccinating on the same day. That's why it happened.
That's the former chief scientist at Pfizer saying, we've seen an explosion in COVID since the shot started all over the world on the days it began. And now the hospitals are actually full. And they're saying, oh, let's lock down again because the hospitals are full, but they're the ones that fill the hospitals. And remember, the first man, a relative of William Shakespeare, if I was related to William Shakespeare, I'd give myself the first name William. My mom's told me we have another son. She wants to be named William. It's a great name. But there's William Shakespeare, related to William Shakespeare. First man to take it. He died really quick after. Bye-bye, William. Thanks for being a trooper. He wanted to help everybody. First woman to take it died, too. Do you know that? But, hey, it's okay because Tim Cook's gay, right? They run death camps in China. Apple does. But they really want to take care of you. And now Apple said, we're going to read everything you say, scan all your photos, watch you in live time, because we're the privacy company, along with a big campaign of privacy. Privacy. You can trust Apple. Apple doesn't spy on you. Apple doesn't watch you. We just read everything you do and scan all your photos. And if you got a picture of your two-year-old in the shower, you're going to prison. But we run death camps, and you know, probably half our leadership are pedophiles. But that's okay, because Tim Cook's gay. You see, you learn how this works, you understand. It's all sickening evil, all right out in the open, just a total commitment to authoritarianism because the public acts passive and weak and pathetic. So they give us a so-called vaccine that's not, that makes people sick, that lowers your immune system, and Bill Gates said a year and a half ago in his prospectus, he goes, I'm going to make even more money. He says, I'm making 200% on my investments. He said on a CNBC show, didn't realize what he was doing. He's like autistic. He goes, yeah, they're going to have boosters forever. It's really a gene therapy. Oh, really? I mean, he says it. They were like, how did Jones know they would have a booster? How did he? Jones is with them. I see all the, Jones must be with them. With them, yeah, watch Bill Gates say it. I guess I am with them, idiots. I don't mean our general audience, but man, these people that think I'm with them because I know all this, they write white papers. They've got, they're all saying it. Gosh.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, the whole world government rollout forced inoculation program has a little bit of an Achilles heel. And that is, in Western Europe, in the UK, in Australia, in New Zealand, in the United States, in Canada, we supposedly have elections, because we're a republic, other areas are, quote, democracies, and we're able to put our representatives in and have self-rule. And that's why what Mike Lindell has been doing is so great. Now, I've talked to people that are lawyers for Trump. I've talked to folks on air, like Robert Barnes, that was involved in Georgia and other states. I was there as well. We knew how they did it. They sent out all the ballots. They sent out tens of millions of them. They had Democrats put the names of dead people and folks who moved out of state down on there. But Mike Lindell got targeted, and I'm not going to even go through a bunch of names because these people sue you if you even mention them. And I'm not scared of being sued, but their names don't matter. You can read all the articles for yourself. But just like I told you, Q was controlled. A lot of real stuff was said. A lot of disinfo was said. How do you discredit somebody that's actually out there trying to expose real stuff? Well, you tell them, we've got all the files of all the election captured from China, and it's going to prove that it's a fraud. And then Lindell had his conference. And I watched it, and he had all these top scientists and intelligence experts from the NSA on showing the algorithm. You know, the famous thing in Michigan where Trump's winning, and then suddenly they close the counting station and it surges up. So it's very simple how all this works. It was true that George W. Bush did a terrible job of the Air National Guard. It was true he was AWOL and on cocaine most of the time. So Karl Rove sent Dan Rather, who I don't like either, a bunch of documents that were real with a few fake pages in it. And then once you cover the fake pages, you're done. And I've had this done to me. This isn't some, I'm up here telling Mike Lindell and see I was right. I had Mike on, you've seen him. And I said, hey, I'd focused on the briefcases coming out and the suitcases and running them over and over again on the same machines and them saying the water main's broken, the vans pulling in Michigan with extra ballots. Because that's how they did it, was ballots into the machines. Not so much, though some proof came out in the symposium at state level, that there were people hacking machines, not just Dominion machines, but other machines. So that's how this works. And all these algorithm experts on, and they proved that there was garbage going on. But we know they violated state laws. In 6 states, to not have laws passed that they can suddenly have these mail-in ballots and not have the signatures verified. I mean, we already know the election was a scam on those merits. But if you look at Sidney Powell and you look at Rudolph Giuliani and the rest of them, they're good people. But they listened to individuals who are famous for what they do. And so I think Mike Lindell's event's been very successful. 98% of it's been very accurate. You're not going to have a grassroots event like this live that is going to not have snafus and problems and issues. So I admire Mike Lindell as the man in the arena, and I think we should go forward and build a bigger movement against election fraud and investigate everything. And this is positive and the biggest movement I've seen in decades against election fraud, so I salute everybody involved. But overhead shot, please. Let's talk cold, hard facts. Mike Lindell opens Thursday Cyber Symposium with shocking developments. Another home-rated, credible threats, conference infiltrated. Of course that went on, 100%. D.C. Trump-appointed judge allows Dominion $1.3 million damage case against Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and Mike Lindell to proceed. Be prepared. The 2020 election may be worse. Oh, yeah, the Democrats are up against the wall. Trump won in a landslide. Breaking from the war room. Texas Governor Abbott supports forensic audit in Texas. Exclusive. Cyber expert says his team can't prove Mike Lindell's claims that China hacked election. Now, this is the key article of Washington Times. This overshadows all the real stuff. All that file he said he had, and the individual that gave it to him that said that proof China had all the files and did it, well, obviously, you can't have all the files at once. And I warned Lindell. I said, listen, you got all this real stuff. This is you being set up. Well, it turns out the individual involved is married to an individual that, of course, works for the Democratic Party and the biggest Democratic Party law firm, and a law firm that has quarterbacked operations against me. So when I saw these names and stuff months ago, I was like, oh, my God. But Lindell wouldn't listen to me. And that's okay. He's a good guy. He just got the arena at this level. He'll remember what I told him now. So, exclusive. Cyber expert says his team can't prove Mike Lindell's claims that China hacked the election. And who gave Mike Lindell all this information? Here's NPR headline. The man who conned the Pentagon. That wasn't even about politics then. But the guy that got the Pentagon to pay him a bunch of money to supposedly find secret Al-Qaeda messages on broadcast TV and stuff. Report. Programmer conned CIA Pentagon into buying bogus anti-terror code. That's Wired Magazine. This is the same guy. Infamous hoax artist behind Trump World's new voter fraud claim. Arizona sheriff spent $120,000 on probing involving judge. Went nowhere. So we have all of this information. And these people know they've got what the public wants to hear. And so now it overshadows the whole thing, saying we have the absolute proof, China, it's all going to come out, it's all going to be here. And then Lindell gives it to the cyber people and his team, and they look at it, and they go, yeah, this is just basically a rendering of some numbers. Meanwhile, all these people brought forward stuff in Colorado and Arizona and all this proof of machines being hacked, accessed, all that incredibly valuable information. Obviously, we saw what happened. They closed all those states up, jacked up the numbers for Biden with the ballots. They said it's going to be a red mirage. It'll look like Trump won the first day, but after that, we've got the ballots. The Democrats said what they did. They 100% stole it. Well, we're all wearing face shields and helicopter hats and masks over our faces and all this other stupid crap. The globalists have run off and stolen our country and have us showing QR codes and going to restaurants and taking forced inoculations while the borders are wide open. And that's the news I haven't gotten to yet. But overall, Mike Lindell's done a great job. Cyber Symposium has been amazing. I'm just upset that it's being overshadowed by the claim that we got all the proof, all the states, all the admissions, everything right there. And then the guy that gave it to him had a stroke yesterday. Can't talk to Mike Lindell. Getting him right up there on the podium in front of everybody and then carpet out from under him right away. And the guy's wife works for the Democratic Party and the rest of it. So I'll have more information for you. I'm going to do a whole report on this coming up. It's very, very important. We have a special guest, a syndicated talk show host, joining us who, you've all heard these stories where they get somebody and try to kill them in the hospital. Well, she experienced that. She's landed on. It's powerful. So stay with us as we expose the globalist takeover of America and try to stop it. For For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not just your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then, sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns, we finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products, they're high quality, and they fund the InfoWars, so thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale, and another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Was a veteran of Iraq and other theaters, and she volunteered during the COVID situation in New York last year. She was on Owen again yesterday, and she witnessed them coding people that were 3 times not positive for COVID as COVID, who just had sore throats, putting them on ventilators and killing them. She even shot footage on her phone of the negative tests and the people that were murdered. She filed criminal complaints, gave it to the police. Nothing was done. There's the article yesterday, the interview, nurse who originally exposed Cuomo gives an update. So we know this is going on. There it is, nurse who originally exposed Cuomo responds to his resignation over sexual harassment. I think sexual harassment is very bad. On a scale of 1 to 10, I think sending COVID patients into hospitals to kill people on purpose to get high death numbers a 10. I think harassing a woman's like a 2. But they went after him on that because they didn't want to focus on who gave him the orders. Who gave the governor of Pennsylvania and of Michigan and other Democrat states to do that? Well, Kate Daly is a cutting-edge, national, recognized radio host syndicated all over the country. KateDallyShow.com, D-A-L-L-E-Y show. And her husband went into the doctor, and the same type of chain reaction happened. I've had so many calls where this happens. And so she's joining us to talk about what happened. She just went through fighting the CDC COVID-19 protocols in Southern Utah Hospital, where her husband was admitted for pneumonia, and she's been really doing a great job telling a firsthand account of what unfolded. So thanks for joining us to shed some light on this.
Happy to be here. Thank you so much, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you bet. We've only got you for 2 seconds. I'd love to have you back for a full hour soon. But thanks for coming on short notice. Tell us what happened so others are prepared and know what's going on.
Yes. Well, my husband had pneumonia for about 7 days. And let me just say, as a talk show host, I've done nothing but research this for 19 solid months, every single day and night. So I knew a little bit about it as we were going in. And I was a little wary of going into the hospital, to tell you the truth. We went in when his oxygen got to about 79. It was bad. And he couldn't get a breath. So we went in and were greeted by Nurse Ratched. I call her Nurse Ratched. She called security on me for not wanting a mask put on my husband because he couldn't breathe. You would think that this was something that every medically trained person knew in America, but supposedly not. So I think a lot of people in the situation think their mask only works when someone else is wearing one, which makes no sense.
In fact, I'm surprised she didn't waterboard your husband like, oh, you can't breathe. Here, let me just chop your head off.
Right? I couldn't believe it. And so we get right into ER, and we're told right away, are you vaccinated? Oh, you know, this look. And of course, we want to take a COVID shot or a COVID test. I'm sorry. And we also want to get x-rays. So we go in for x-rays. We go in for the shot, for the test. I'm sorry. And of course, the test comes back positive because it's ratcheted up to 40 magnifications to be a test of illness. It's not really a COVID test, and people don't get that. It's just a test of illness. And so, of course, it's going to come back positive. So it comes back positive, and the x-rays come back, and it's declared COVID pneumonia, just COVID pneumonia, just that quick. And all of a sudden, hazmat suits and the hose coming out of the head and the big, huge show. I mean, double masking and everyone just staying away.
All the big theater, because when it's coded for that, for those who don't know, even USA Today admits $53,000 when they get coded like that.
Yeah. And so we're sitting there and I said, well, what's the difference between COVID pneumonia and pneumonia, good old fashioned pneumonia? And you should have seen the look on the doctor's face. It was, you have an agenda. And I said, no, I just want to know the difference. Show me the difference. So I saw the x-ray photos and it was very, very similar to photos that I then looked up from, I just pulled any numbers out of the hat, 2017, 2006, 2000, and looked at all these different pictures of pneumonia. And it's so odd that they're all pretty much the same. Pneumonia is pneumonia is pneumonia. And even if they had the argument that something could be a little different, it's still a respiratory illness. It's still
just... They say COVID to get the money. But look, all over the world, the government's put a bounty, because the UN is in charge, on saying it's COVID. So, of course, everything's COVID.
Right. And so then, exactly right. And so then, of course, there's two paths. One is just good old fashioned pneumonia, where it's not bacterial, so you don't need an antibiotic. It's just viral, and you go into this part of the hospital over here. You get your oxygen up. You go home. It's chicken soup. But with COVID pneumonia, because all pneumonia is gone, all flu is gone, everything else is gone, you know, the last 19 months, now it's COVID pneumonia, and that puts you on a high, well, we were on a high flow oxygen, and this is important. they made a policy change that said that when you're on high flow oxygen, you're not in just a regular room anymore. Now you are an ICU person. And that's huge, because when they say the ICUs are filled, they're making the policy changes to make that happen. And people don't realize that.
That's right. They're listing normal patients as that because they get more money in the coding. And then my own good, one of my best friends, Rob Dew, thought he had COVID, went in, went to the hospital, and they weren't giving him IV. They weren't giving him vitamin C. They weren't giving him hydroxychloroquine. I know that's what you talk about. They gave him nothing. He said, well, hell, forget this, and went home, and now he's fine. But they were literally getting ready to intubate him if he hadn't literally escaped the hospital.
That's exactly what was going to happen to us. So from the second we got in, they were saying ventilator. We weren't even there 30 minutes, and they were saying ventilator, be prepared, it's the next step. And when we said no, we said, I mean, a definite no, the doctor turned, he's like, it's not your life, it's his life, and you'll have brain damage. You'll have brain damage if you don't do this. And the answer again from us was, no, hell no, no, and never. And so we went up to the ICU. I'm greeted at the door to put on another, yet another gown. The nurse, you know, the nurse says, there's COVID infested in your gown. And I said, but it's not in my shoes, my hair, my clothes, my, it's not in anything else, my husband's bag, nothing else.
It's all theater. It's all theater.
Yeah. So we go into the ICU, and we actually from the get-go said, because I'm online with the frontline doctors, I get texts. I'm, you know, we're in constant communication because I've had them on the show, and I'm saying, you know, what do we do? What do we do? And it was order of, you know, high dose intravenous vitamin C, high dose zinc, NAC, all the things you mentioned. Right. And so
Rob went home. He called me at 2 a.m. last week. He said, they're literally not giving me treatment. I said, leave now. I had to get private nurses to go give him vitamin C. He was fine in like 48 hours.
Oh, yeah. And so was my husband. And so when we said these things, they said, that's not our protocol. And I said, I don't care what your protocol is. And they said, well, we don't do that. And I said, we don't care what you do. You're going to do these things for my husband, or I'll take him out on hospice. I mean, whatever your choice is, I am not, you're going to do these things. They acted like I was from Mars. They acted like I wanted to bring in and treat him like with like good feng shui and voodoo. I was like, this is vitamin C. Why are you not giving ICU people vitamin C, high dose, because it's proven. And for inflammation, it works. Nucleic acid, all the things in the body, all the mechanisms. Zinc, NAC, which is an immune helper.
And the point is, this is a giant takeover of medicine. The Hippocratic Oath has been given for 20 years. This is criminal.
Yes, absolutely. And so I also got budesonide on our side. So they had never used budesonide. And I thought, well, why not? This is on. So the CDC panel from the NIH, from Fauci, gives this 341-page protocol to the hospital administrations. They give it to the doctors, right? Well, in the protocol, in the middle of the protocol, page 210, I believe, it talks about budesonide. And Dr. Richard Bartlett from Texas was talking about this a year ago, and he was shamed and shunned and the whole nine yards. And so what happened was I said, well, I want budesonide. And they said, well, we haven't used that. That's not something we do. And I said, but I want it. And I know it's good. I know it. I know the studies. I've read The Lancet. And interestingly enough, it's you get them on budesonide, and in the study, it even says that this will keep them out of the hospital. The findings were really quite stunning, because it actually says on the findings that this is it keeps them from getting worse, right? It keeps them out of the hospital. And so, but we can't recommend it because the study was too small. And I went, yeah, that's not a thing. So you're going to do that. And
Kate Dolly, stay there. We're going to come back because this is huge.
Okay.
And again, this is technocracy now, where the big tech and the media is in control of what any of us can say, including doctors. And then they deny people care to then take control of us and kill us. I mean, this is what technocracy can do. The new dark ages. We're fighting back against it.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can, with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything. anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Is our guest, a syndicated talk show host, and she tells the same story that hundreds of thousands have told, where they have to save their mothers, their daughters, their husbands, their brothers, their cousins, where you go into the hospital and they won't give you the regular treatments for pneumonia. They just say, come right over here, we need to give you a ventilator. Remember what Governor Cuomo said, ventilators, ventilators, ventilators. But then if you're having an autoimmune response to your lungs, which is what this virus really does, now the vaccine's even worse, the studies show, you need steroids, you need water, you need vitamin C, you need what your cells need. Because if you flood your cells with all these vitamins and minerals, the viruses can't even get in. Your cells are basically wanting that. They'll open up and engorge themselves with all the good stuff, the B12, the vitamin C, the vitamin D, the zinc, the calcium, the iodine. Nobody ever talks about that. The clean water. And so start over. This is amazing. You're a well-spoken person. We don't always, you know, have people that want to go on air and talk about this. But this happened to a well-spoken, smart lady with a national talk show host. So you're there, Kate, and you're in the middle of this, and you're watching what they're doing. Please continue.
Okay. So the two things that bothered me were, number one, I was told ventilator from the second we walked in the door, which really bothered me. Why were they pushing the idea and prepping us for that? The other thing was they told us we'd be there 7 to 10 days. Once they declared COVID pneumonia, it was 7 to 10 days. And I thought, do you have a crystal ball? You know, why aren't you just saying, let's admit him overnight and see how he does? It was, and I asked about it and they said it was protocol, again with the protocol. And so their protocol is what is killing people. It is not COVID. And that's really the main message, is it is the protocol that they're following. I know that there are good doctors and nurses because I relied on good doctors and nurses to help me through this. But for the most part, they're just taking orders. So that's the problem, is they hold tight to this, but they don't read, they don't study. The doctors I found did not know what they were really doing with this whole elusive mystery thing. And when I started asking questions like, well, you know, why do you have this protocol? And they kept telling me, well, this is the best protocol based on the best studies. And I said, well, I've done a lot of research, so I probably read the studies. Which ones? And they said, well, they're just good. So they couldn't answer it. The other thing was, going up into the ICU, we had to be constantly vigilant at making sure they were actually doing what we asked. First, they put him on like a, you know, one of those dissolvable vitamin C's orally. And I'm like, no, he needs high intravenous vitamin C. There's a reason you do high intravenous, because at high rates it can even kill cancer cells. We know this through all the studies. And what I was telling you,
by the way, there's a Nobel Prize on that with Linus Pauling. You didn't just say that. The Twitter will say, yeah, oh, that's banned. That's not true. No, that's a fact. Keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, so on page 341, or towards the end, I think it's like 296, something like that, towards the end of the protocol, this big monstrous protocol that the NIH wrote for all the hospitals, this is all the hospitals, at the very end, I think it's for legal reasons, because they have to say, well, we looked at these things. So it says vitamin C, it says zinc, it says all of the things, budesonide, all of the things that we gave my husband, right, because we didn't want to do their protocol. And at the end, it says, all of these things, insufficient data. Insufficient data. And I'm thinking, vitamin C, insufficient data, really? I don't think so.
And for those who don't know, if they allow in the hundreds of proven great things that work, from ivermectin to hydroxychloroquine to vitamin C and vitamin D and steroids, then they don't get to push an experimental Frankenshot. Yeah. That's how they got the authorization for emergency authorization, which is so ongoing.
You're exactly right, because they can't push a vaccine if they have things that work, bottom line, right? And so they have to shove all of that to the end of the report and say it's not conclusive, don't do that, but let's do all the junk. Let's do all, like, redesivir, the one that causes renal damage, kidney damage. Let's try all the stuff that we know is dangerous and then put all the good stuff at the very, very back. Because you and I both know pneumonia is pneumonia is pneumonia. You're going to treat it in a very similar way, but what they've done is created a circus show out of this whole thing. And it's the masks and the hazmat suits. And then when you go in, it's a whole different track at the hospital, a whole different track of dollars. You know, they get paid for all of this. And then, of course, it's to keep them in there. And so what they do is they watch them decline, decline, decline. They stick them on a ventilator, and then they wring their hands and they say, COVID killed them. It's all COVID, and they're crying in the cameras. It's COVID. Go get the shot. Go get the shot. This has nothing to do with being vaxxed or unvaxxed. You're going to get the same damn protocol. You're going to get the horrible protocol no matter what you are. And so we blow a hole right through that story anyway. This is why New York Times is not flying to come to my house to interview me. They're only doing the regret vaccine stories. Oh, I regret.
Oh, yeah. You see it, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, just everywhere, and they go in and videotape some poor guy they want to give treatment to on a ventilator. It's amazing.
That's exactly right.
How is your husband doing now? Tell us the rest of the story in the hospital.
Within 30 hours, he was sitting in a chair, walking to the bathroom, eating Thai food, watching movies, doing great, laughing, talking. And the doc came in and said, oh, my gosh, you're doing better than anyone on the floor. And I'm thinking, you think? And so why don't you look at this as something that you guys should do instead of an anomaly or anecdotal? And you know that's what they're going to do, right? So even though he had four risk factors even going in, right, so he should be dead, really, truly, in their eyes. He was out in, he could have been out in 3 days. It went 3.5 days. And I said, well, why do you want to still keep him? I mean, he could leave right now. This is kind of ridiculous in the ICU anyway. And they said, well, didn't he have sleep apnea at some point? And I'm thinking, like 12 years ago? Yeah, okay.
So now you need to be in the hospital for sleep apnea. So let's talk about that. Rob, dude, one of the oldest employees here, great guy, got really sick. And they went and said, well, not COVID, but we're going to say it's COVID. We're going to say it's COVID pneumonia, even though he tested not positive. And then all of a sudden, they would give him nothing. No IV, no medicine, no nothing. He said, screw this. Because we got him in touch with that famous doctor coming up from Texas who's on next week. And they said, you need to get up, you need to get out, you need to take steroids, you need to leave. He went and did that, feels fine now. He's like doing 2 mile walks today. He was just in the hospital a few days ago. So literally, he'd probably be dead if they had him still in there.
He walked out in flip-flops. And you know what? They didn't like it. And a couple of them, I think, are still angry. I don't know, angry that he didn't die? I mean, that's how sickening this is getting. They are holding so fast to this protocol. They don't study. They don't look. They don't read. And I know that because I do on a daily basis. And I felt like, this isn't to boast, I just felt like I knew more about this. And I knew that they were trying to say it was mysterious and elusive. Every time they came in the room, it was mysterious and elusive. And I'm thinking, honey, it's been 19 months. This is not some sort of mystery. It's pneumonia, because you can't have COVID flu, COVID pneumonia, COVID cold. It can't be all things. It can't be all
symptoms.
Something
they code to get more money. Remember, the hospitals were empty last year. My concern is, with the sloughing of the virus from the vaccines, the studies show it actually makes people infected. I'm actually seeing hospitals get full now, and doctors I trust say it's starting to happen. In Israel, 95% of the new cases are the vaccinated, including the deaths. Same thing Australia. Australia is only 20-some percent inoculated with this garbage, but 99% of people in the hospital have had the shot. So this is what do you think the big picture is here?
I think the big picture is the protocol is killing people and people aren't realizing it because they're hearing it from trusted doctors and nurses that are saying COVID's doing it. And now that I've peeked behind the curtain to see Oz, now I get why. And I realize that they really didn't know what they were doing and they did it all as the circus show. And I don't think a lot of them mean to do it. I think there's really good, doctors and nurses out there.
Oh, no doubt the people following the protocol are following a script and don't know. But what about... what about Fauci and Bill Gates and the people that wrote the script worldwide?
When the head epidemiologist from China was on CBS News and said, we don't have a sample of COVID, and they never asked a single question about that. When the CDC came out last September and said, we don't have a sample in their own report, isn't everybody alarmed by that? I remember going back. I've been talking about this 19 months on my show, right? Every single day. And clear back in February 9th, I took screenshots of the European stats on flu because the chart went like this and literally dropped on February 9th. They stopped counting the flu. We stopped counting the flu.
They were putting everything in that column. This is industrial level fraud by psychotic criminals. All right. Well, Kate. Dolly, I really appreciate you joining us. Kate, DollyShow.com, like Valley, but with a D. Amazing. And come back with us and give us more updates. Just in 30 seconds, though, how's your husband doing now?
He's doing fine. He's doing fantastic. And I'm so happy to have him home. And we just want to help save some lives. And that's why I decided to share our personal story with us.
Well, I appreciate you sharing. As the numbers are out, half of those put on ventilators die.
Yes, actually up to 80% now. So I wouldn't do it. I refused the ventilator. We refused. And they said, you refuse? Like this was from Mars. And I said, yeah, you're not putting them on a ventilator. That's we're right. The kind of family that refused. Yeah, we're not doing that.
The ventilators are the new French Revolution guillotines of the left. And they have moron idiots who work at hospitals that follow the protocol doing it. Thank you, Kate. Dolly, thank you. All right. Boom. Mike Adams with a ton of breaking news and so much more joins me in the third hour. I'm Alex Jones. So everybody you know, tune in now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.